opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
WTBQ. Hello and welcome to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and I thank you so much for joining us here today on your favorite radio station, WTBQ, and I hope you're doing well today. It is an absolutely gorgeous day here in the Northeast. If you are listening to us someplace else, well, then I'm very sorry that you are missing the most perfect day in weather here. It is just perfect after a really brutal weekend of high humidity and storms. We are now blessed with a perfect day, so I hope you enjoy it, but not for the next half hour. I don't want you to go anywhere, because we're going to talk today about your health in a slightly different way. We're going to talk, you know, alternative medicine is something that is very important, very big. We hear about it a lot. Often, you know, we go to a health food store maybe thinking we'll find something. Certainly when we're sick, the first thing we do is go to a doctor, which I think is probably the first thing we should do. But they don't always have the answers. They might have answers up to a certain point. But if you're very sick or you have a life-threatening disease and it's not getting better, don't you want to look at all the alternative treatments available? Well, I'm sure you do. And I'm sure if a loved one is sick, I'm sure you feel the same way. My guest today has written a book about just this. When her husband was ill, she found some very interesting alternative medication to help him, and it did help him. And the doctors weren't that interested. And we're going to hear about that story, why doctors don't really care so much to introduce these alternative medicines, and why the pharmaceutical company and why the drug companies don't necessarily want them out there. But I'm not going to talk about all this today. My guest, Julia Shopik, is going to tell us all about this. She has written a wonderful new book that has been highly praised by Ronald Hoffman, Jeffrey Dach, David Brownstein, all doctors, saying this is a wonderful book and a book that is very necessary and needed for everyone to read. The book is Honest Medicine, Effective, Time-Tested, Inexpensive Treatments for Life-Threatening Diseases. And I want to welcome Julia Shopik to Shannon's Corner. How are you today, Julia?
Hi, Shannon. I'm just fine, and I'm just delighted to be here.
Well, I'm delighted to have you here, and I'm sure our listeners are delighted. And anyone who has been in a situation like yours or is maybe going through it really needs to hear what you have to say. First, tell our listeners how you got into this, about your husband and what happened, and about how you found this medication to cure him.
Well, it's very interesting, Shannon, and
it
thanks
is.
For that beautiful introduction.
Mm.
My husband, in 1990, at the age of 40, was diagnosed with a cancerous brain tumor. And for the first, I would say, 5 years, you know, you just kind of get terrified. And
right.
We did all of the things the doctors recommended, as well we should. You know, he had a tumor the size of an orange.
Mm.
And so he had to have it removed, obviously. And he did have follow-up treatment. But I began to see that he was not, you know, he was not doing well. He was getting side effects from the treatments. So he even had a radiation-caused stroke. He had multiple seizures. He had to have many surgeries. Long story short, I started to research, and I became a Cracker Jack researcher, found a nutritionist whose area was cancer, and that's my husband's name, started to blossom. He started to do really well, and he started to outlive his prognosis by many years. The doctors had given him 3 years to live. Mm-hmm. He lived 15.
And that was just with nutrition? That was just with eating correctly?
Well, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
That was with nutrition. And, Shannon, it's so interesting. Through our nutritionist, we learned that some supplements actually make the treatments the doctors do, including the radiation and chemo, more effective and less toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting. Gene Wallace was a fantastic nutritionist that I recommend. But in 2001, he had a recurrence of the tumor. And this time was the time when my real aha moment came.
Mm-hmm.
Because his skin would not heal.
Mm.
And I had kind of known it wouldn't, because his skin was his Achilles heel, as we say. You know, the thing, his skin had opened up many times in the past. The skin along the suture line.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
And he had been radiated there. And as you know, radiation can really make the skin fragile.
Mm-hmm.
And after, the doctors kept doing what they knew to do, and that is to keep operating and operating to try to find two pieces of skin that will finally hold together. They even brought in grafts from other parts of his body.
Mm.
hoping that the skin would hold together, and it didn't.
Oh, gosh.
And
painful.
He kept getting worse and worse till finally, I mean, he had walked into this surgery in 2001. By the time he left, he was bedbound, he was incontinent, he was paralyzed, and he was severely brain injured.
Oh, gosh.
But I still wanted to save him. You know, I wanted to make it so he would survive more times. He was still my husband. Through an integrative doctor friend, I found an FDA-approved treatment. It's called Silverlon. If anyone wants to learn about it, they can write to me at julia@honestmedicine.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to send them a lot of information. It's pieces of material impregnated with silver ions. And I got permission to put it on his head. He was in the hospital. You know, doctors usually don't like you to use anything they haven't suggested.
Right.
And he started to heal overnight. I mean, it was like one of those miracles you hear about, you know? And wouldn't you have thought the doctors would have been at least curious? I mean, they had seen him suffer for months and months. And I was shocked. They not only weren't interested, but they were absolutely hostile. And this one,
so it healed what you use the silver on, which is something we can all get, healed him, and the doctors didn't love this idea. They didn't jump up and down and say, great for you.
You know what? This is what hurt me. And I mean hurt me in my soul.
Right.
Because, you know, they did like my husband. I always say, suppose they didn't like him, you know, or me. But wouldn't you be curious for your other patients? You know,
sure.
This is a common problem with repeated brain surgeries, that they don't heal. And people often die from the fact that they just don't ever heal. And I was like, oh, gosh, you've got to be excited. I wasn't saying, look at me. Look, you know, I really wasn't.
No, you were saying probably look at him. He's better. He's fine. I mean,
yeah.
You know, don't you want to use this? Isn't this something you want to, you know, shout from the rooftops about?
Shannon, I was so excited and so thrilled, and one doctor absolutely came up to me and he said, you know, I don't think it's what you found with the accent on you, you know, that healed your husband. I said, well, what do you think it was? You know, I was puzzled. And he said, I think it was the vancomycin, and that's the IV antibiotic that Tim had been on for 6 weeks.
No.
And I said, but Dr. So-and-so, you know, he's been on it for 6 weeks, and these words ring in my ears today. The doctor said, Vanco is like that. It kicks in.
Uh-huh. Sure, the same night you use the other stuff. I mean,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence. Yeah.
No. You know, it absolutely, and I was so sad. You know, I took my husband was able to leave within the week, leave the hospital, you know, and his skin never leaked again. His skin never opened again.
That's really something.
But the doctors, this kept gnawing at me, and I said, you know, one story does not a book make or does not a proof make,
right.
You know. I said, there must be other treatments out there that, you know, are so effective, and this was a life-threatening condition.
Sure.
You know, the skin not healing on his head. I said, there must be other treatments out there that doctors just don't want to know about because they're not produced by Big Pharma, you know? And so I set out to find other treatments to write about to educate the public that there are things out there, like, as you said, you know, in the beginning, in the intro, that, you know, when things aren't working, these treatments can work. And I found three other treatments, and they're incredible.
But they are a threat to the medical industry. Is that correct? In the pharmaceutical industry, is it a follow the dollar sort of thing?
You know, my dad was a doctor,
uh-huh.
And he did not like his the medical system, nor did he like his fellow doctors. And he was much more, suspicious,
mm-hmm.
than I am. And he used to come in and say things like this, Shannon. He would say, I saw Mrs. So-and-so lose a breast because Dr. So-and-so needed a new car. And I didn't believe it.
Oh.
And I still can't believe it. My dad had a kind of edge to him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? He had
right.
a great sense of humor. So I thought he was joking. And I still don't like to believe, but in Honest Medicine, in my book, Honest Medicine, Dr. Bert Berkson, one of the contributors, says something that sticks in my mind. He says, that may answer this question mm-hmm. you asked. He says, doctors are trained. They are not educated.
Uh-huh.
Huge difference. He claims that they're trained to follow what all the other what their teachers and, you know, all the other doctors before them have done and what they learned in medical school. And this is a way, according to Dr. Berkson, and the way I believe, that progress just won't happen.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, and I'm hoping that is no longer true. I'm hoping that everyone's growing up a little bit, looking out there at all these wonderful things here and in other countries that have worked for years. As you know, in other countries like China, they have certain treatments that have worked for years for people. I mean, we need to integrate that. They can't be haphazard, but I thought there was a nice integration happening, and I suppose if there's any, it's really a little too slow, right?
It's very
You know what,
slow.
Julia, hold your answer. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about that, and I don't want to interrupt her because that's a really important point. We are talking with Julia Shopik today, whose wonderful new book is Honest Medicine, and we'll be back here in just a few on WTVQ.
If you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000, if you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-7705. That's 800-299-7705. 800-299-7705.
Could you imagine if Aladdin and his lamp were around? What would he do for a magic carpet? I bet he would summon up the genie from the lamp and ask for a carpet from Carpet Network and a new home of Floor Covering International. The genie would tell him that he could shop from home because Carpet Network comes to you. With all the styles and colors, and they also sell hardwood floors, laminate, tile, linoleum, all your flooring needs, as well as window treatments and mini blinds. Lucky Aladdin. As for you folks, your Carpet Network does not have to fly, but it has to look fabulous and feel so soft and luxurious under your feet, as well as the price is right for you. So, where is Carpet Network and the new home of Floor Coverings International? 254 Wisner Avenue in Middletown. And if you would like to talk to them, dial 342-1646. That's 342-1646. And tell them Uncle Mel sent you.
The Warwick Resource Group and John W. Sanford & Son Incorporated understand that all aspects of your life need to be fully covered with the right kind of insurance to give you peace of mind. They handle all kinds of insurance, from farming, home and business, to auto and life insurance. They've got it all covered. Warwick Resource Group is not a 1-800 number. They're real people who live locally and understand your needs. Have a claim? Chances are that the person who answers your call lives right around the corner. Warwick Resource Group represents over 40 companies to give you the choices you deserve. So call them today at 986-2211. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to answer your call. Call 986-2211 or visit them online at www.warwickresource.com. Call 986-2211, Warwick Resource Group. The future of insurance since 1864.
Hello, this is Steve Newhouse.
And this is Dan Castricone.
Please join us on Thursdays on WTBQ at 1 p.m. as we talk about government, politics, and community events. If it's affecting your life, we're talking about it on WTBQ. Sponsored by Suburban Propane.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine
go down.
This is Dr. Anne-Marie Cloutier from Apple Valley Pharmacy. Join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on Prescription for Health here at WTBQ, where I'll be talking about current issues affecting your health.
WTBQ. Hi, and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and don't go anywhere. We are talking with Julia Shopik, who has written a wonderful new book called Honest Medicine, Effective, Time-Tested, Inexpensive Treatments for Life-Threatening Diseases. And Julia has been written up in the American Medical News, the British Medical Journal, and her book has received wonderful praise because it is a wonderful book. I mean, if you were listening to us before, Julia found all of this because her husband was sick, and she found all alternative medicine that helped him heal. And before we took a break, we were talking about how the medical profession and the pharmaceutical industry are really threatened by alternative medicines. And why is that? I mean, are they becoming a little bit more part of everyone's lives, or are they just pushing them out because they are threatened about money, or they just don't trust them? What is the real reason?
You know, I think it's a combination of all of them, but I like to point out that, you know that in our medical system, the drug companies like to have one drug for each disease.
Right.
You know what I mean? It kind of really does increase their profits. How would they feel about a low-dose, inexpensive, and that's a big word here,
right?
You know, treatment called low-dose naltrexone, one of the treatments I write about in my book, Honest Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
This is a low dose. It costs $25 to $40 a month, and it can be used for just about every autoimmune disease. How do you think
multiple sclerosis, you say it works for lupus, arthritis, Crohn's disease, AIDS, some cancers. So this is something we can get ourselves, for example. I mean, can we just go to the store and buy low-dose naltrexone or whatever you say
No, we can't. It's low-dose naltrexone,
okay,
N-A-L-T-R-E-X-O-N-E.
Okay.
And the interesting thing is that, and I just get so much pleasure telling about this, that the internet, the answer is we need a doctor to make a prescription.
Gotcha.
However, thanks to, and I don't want to take too much credit because mine is one of several books, talking about it. There are other books about it, too, that at least mention it, but especially online. There are blogs dedicated to low-dose naltrexone, and there are Facebook groups. If you just go on Facebook and put in LDN, which are the initials that are, it's shortened, low-dose naltrexone, LDN, you will find so many Facebook groups, and everybody helps. There's now a list of doctors that have been put together by one of the patient advocates. We can help people find doctors.
This is a grassroots. This is wonderful. I mean, that's the wonderfulness of the internet. That's the wonderfulness of how we can all connect.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's fantastic.
It is fantastic. So good for you. So you know this works. Other people, and you have stories in your book about how it does work.
Yes. I have true stories of patients who've contributed. I'm so grateful to them. Contributed their stories about how this treatment works and also the other treatments I write about in my book, how these treatments work, and how, just like you were saying, they were all discouraged by their doctors from trying this. They found them on their own, on the internet, or through other friends of theirs, and they would go to their doctors, and people are smart now. They would download articles and take them, showing that in the case of low-dose naltrexone, it was FDA approved in the mid-80s at a higher dose for another treatment. This is called off-label use. And
so if it's FDA, sorry to interrupt you, Julia, but if it's FDA approved, why wouldn't more doctors just recommend it then?
Because they don't know about it from other doctors, and it's not one of the things, and this is a really controversial issue, because it's such an inexpensive treatment, and because it works for so many things, there have been many, many, many small studies on it, so there should be no question, but the huge, big studies have not been done. And we can't find a pharmaceutical company that would like to do it because there's not a huge return on their investment. They would have to put in about $500 million to do, these double-blind, which use thousands.
Right, right.
So, but my feeling is that these, I coined a term with my friend Mary Shulman, we kind of, who's written books on thyroid disease.
Yes, I know Mary, yes.
Yes, we coined patient evidence-based medicine. If something is used by thousands and thousands of people, do you know what I mean, to good results, I don't understand why the doctors won't prescribe it.
Well, let me ask you the next question. If the doctor doesn't prescribe and someone's listening and they or a loved one has one of these diseases that LDN works really well for, they can go on the internet, they can get it. What would be the side effects if they went and did this, regardless of whether their doctor agrees with it or not? I mean, is there something damaging in doing this?
This is a great question, because I have a little anecdote to tell you. The only side effect is vivid dreams and sometimes sleep disturbances, but then the doctor can give them an even lower dose.
Well, that seems very mild for sure.
My mother takes low dose naltrexone because she has a form of cancer that she's been living with for years and years. And I said, "Ma, are you having the side effects?" You know, she says, "Well, dear, I'm enjoying my dreams so much more."
Well, that's a great side effect. So, is something like that intravenous? We can just take it. I mean, is it really complicated?
No, it's so simple. It is $25 to $40 a month, depending upon which compounding pharmacy you get it from. And by the way, if people are listening, have them write to me at Julia@HonestMedicine, because I can help them find a doctor.
Right, but, or a compounding pharmacy. We have one here, so yeah. Okay.
I can help them out.
That's really important. By the way, everyone, Julia's website is on Shannon's Corner through WTBQ. So if you're in the car and you can't write this down, don't worry about it. Just go there. Click on it. It'll take you right to her website. There's a hot link. And then there you can obviously email her there. So don't worry about writing it down. Just go to Shannon's Corner.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Well, it's a big help because so many people listen in the car. You know, let me ask you, something like Silveron, and you have four others there. We only have about 2-3 minutes left. LDN, the low-dose naltrexone, or however you say it, sorry, the ketogenic diet.
Diet and intravenous alpha-lipoic acid.
Those are the main four things you talk about. Let me ask you a quick question. Is Silveron something to do with colloidal silver?
No, but it's related.
Uh-huh.
I've been asked that a lot. It's based on, I'm sure, I don't know if you know this, Shannon, but before antibiotics were invented or whatever you want to say, silver was routinely used at Johns Hopkins, and it's a great antimicrobial.
Right. Well, I know my daughter, when she had ear infections when she was still in preschool, this is a big thing among mothers. You know, a bunch of mothers came to me and said, instead of giving her all these antibiotics, just use colloidal silver. So there's a lot of, you know, mothers, there's, I'm sure, groups of all sorts out there that use alternative medicine, and they speak about it amongst themselves. So,
they do.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's always, that word of mouth is always very good. So this is a offshoot of that.
And you hit a hot button here. One of the treatments that I write about, the ketogenic diet for pediatric epilepsy, the word mother.
Right.
Because this is children, and mothers won't just listen. You know,
no.
The doctor says, oh, no, we just want to keep giving the kid drugs. Mothers will not just take that.
No.
If there's another option.
Yeah, there's no question. If something is wrong with your child, as you know, you say you could lift a car for your kid. Well,
yes.
You will do anything to make sure your kid is well and finds an alternative treatment. So anybody listening can, as I said, can get your book through Shannon's Corner and your website, which is honestmedicine.com. And these treatments, these four that you highly speak of here, are available for anybody to do. They can pick up your book, read about it, easily find these treatments and easily do it for them, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I always try to help them. You know, my book is more a mission.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people to have to go through what I went through when my Tim was sick. You know, kind of fumbling on our own, you know.
It's a wonderful mission, though. I mean, it's a wonderful mission because if you don't let everyone know exactly what you're doing, there's no way everybody can find out. So, I mean, it's wonderful to put it out there. And the more that you put this out there, the more that people learn, the more that people are going to get healed. And if it's not through traditional medicine, then I think that's fine. I think traditional medicine is going to have to catch up with alternative medicine as opposed to the other way around.
From your lips to God's ears.
All right. We have to wrap it up for today, but the book is Honest Medicine, Effective, Time-Tested, Inexpensive Treatments for Life-Saving Diseases. Julia Shopik, thank you so much for writing this book, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Shannon, thank you so much. You're terrific.
Thank you. You are too. Everybody, we do have to wrap it up for today. Thank you for listening. Go to Shannon's Corner and click the hot link for Julia's book. And until next time, don't forget to make good choices.